Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we glorify you, we magnify you. Lord, I'm asking God that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and we praise you in Jesus' name, amen, amen. I've entitled this afternoon's message, Jesus Will Always Be With Us. Jesus will always be with us. You know, there are so many trials and so many things that we are challenged every day. We're challenged in our bodies. We're challenged in our finances. We're challenged in our relationships. We are challenged abroad. You name it. Problems arise. Things happen. But I'm here to let you know that Jesus is with us. My daughter, Sophia, she lives in Arkansas. She doesn't know why, since February, she had some kind of virus hit her. And now she has this enormous anxiety and fear, and it won't quit. She can't sleep. And we prayed, Preacher and I, we prayed for her. And we're still praying for her. People are going through things of life that sometimes we just need Jesus. Yes. Praise God for the doctors. Praise God for the two Tylenols. Take them tonight. Call me in the morning. Yes. You know, those things happen. Yeah, but man, I'm telling you, when things get severe, when things get rough, when things get heated, when things become a burden, I'm here to let you know that Jesus will never fail us. Can I get amen? One of the key characters in the Old Testament was King David. And I love King David. And I love to go back to this passage of Scripture. You know, this Scripture is read many times throughout celebration of life services, things of that nature. But I want to go back to Psalms 23. There's something there that God wants to show us this day. Can I get amen? That we would be built up, that we would be edified. That when we leave this place, we know without a shadow of a doubt, no matter where I go, Jesus is with us. Yes. Hallelujah. So let's go there now to Psalms 23, and let's go ahead and expound verses 1 through 6. And it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." Say that with me. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. For what? His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That is the key component here. Fear. Fear is what grips us. Fear is what causes us to run, to hide. It causes us to collapse. The word fear. But Jesus said throughout the Scriptures, what was the theme? Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Why? Because I am with you. And so King David understood this. "I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they what? Comfort me." Verse 5, look at this. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Man, the biggest enemy to us as a born-again believer is old Slewfoot. Oh, that's right. He comes to your room at night sometimes. Sometimes he comes to your room and he'll pounce on you. Oh, that's right. I've been attacked like that many times where I'm paralyzed. I can't move. And in my mind, I can only say, "Jesus." He's got my throat, the whole thing. And when he jumps up, I jump up like a cat with the hair on his back. And I bind it and I rebuke it and I plead the blood and that thing has to leave. Can I get amen? You see, the enemy comes to buffet you for a season. But I'm here to let you know, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I looked over here. I was ready to say the north wing over here. Come on. You guys all know that one, huh? North wing, the west wing. Now we got an east wing. Praise God. Jesus. And the only one sitting in the east wing was Brother Lafayette, that one. He was holding it down. He saw others coming. Come on. So look at this. It says right here, you anoint my head with oil. My cup, what? Runs over. Surely goodness and mercy. Did you catch that? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Praise God. We serve a mighty God. Amen?
Amen.
And so, saints, all of us, you and I, we all go through those valley experiences. Can I get amen? In every moment, saints of God, life won't be a mountaintop experience. How many love the mountaintop? But can you praise Him in the valley? Right now, I'm praising Him in the valley. The industry I come from has collapsed. Oh, that's right. Real estate market has collapsed. Who's going to buy a home with 8% and the house is $1 million? Come on, no one. But God is good. God will still see us through. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so, it won't always be a mountaintop experience filled with happiness, abundance, and meaningful connections with God and others. Yet, saints of God, when difficulties come, we tend to wonder why God has allowed us to suffer. I called my brother yesterday to encourage him. Brother Rojas, I called him. I said, God put you on my heart just to encourage you, brother. That you're just going to go pass through this and then God's going to deliver you. You know, sometimes we need that encouragement. We need to build us up when we go through. Can I get amen? Don't you want someone calling you? Are you okay? We're praying for you. We have to do that. Because that's the heart of God. And so sometimes, saints, we may even feel abandoned by God. How many of you ever felt like, man, God, did you leave me? No, there are times when we have to go to the desert. Can I get amen? Scripture tells us otherwise in Psalm 23, describes the Lord caring for us as a tenderly and faithful shepherd who cares for His flock. Praise God. This has always been a beloved passage, I hope you know that, of God's Word. Because it's a reminder that He's always present, He's always loving, He's always protecting, and guess what? He's always guiding us, even in the midst of darkness. Can I get amen? And so let's look at this right up here. This verse of Scripture right up here. In Psalms 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will what? Fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. I'll never forget the time. It was maybe 25 years ago. You came to my hospital bed, and I was having some gallbladder issues. And lo and behold, Brother Felipe walks in. And the Spirit of God brought him in here to comfort me. The presence of God came in. And you know what? That encouraged me. Sometimes you feel like you're all alone. But we're not alone. I'm here to let you know that God is with you. Can I get an amen? He will see you through hard times. I don't care how difficult it is. And I believe we are in the time where God's going to pour out His Spirit and do great and mighty things. He is in the midst of us. The testimony last week. Hallelujah. God destroying Bladder cancer. Can I get an amen? They did a what? An MRI. And let's see how we're going to operate, how we're going to treat it, how we're going to give chemo and radiation. And when they looked again, it was gone. Hallelujah. Come on. We serve a mighty God. An awesome God. Hallelujah. A God that goes beyond. You know what? I love the doctors. I praise God for them. Because God put them there for us. Can I get amen? Amen. But when they have no answers, God says, step aside. It's now time for me. You've done all you can. And then Jesus says, I can do the rest. Hallelujah. God is with us all the time. And he has a purpose for adversity that sometimes he does allow. Can I get amen? He allows these things. You know why? Because he wants all the glory. You know, God won't share his glory with no one. If he can't have all the glory, he doesn't want none of it. So sometimes we just have to, what? Relinquish God. You do it, God. You do it best, God. Thank you, God. And so the biblical principle here is to learn more. We need to learn more in our valley experiences than on the mountaintop. It's easy to be on the mountaintop. Got money. Everything's going good. My health is good. Family's good. Everything's good. Job's good. You know, praise God. But how about when everything falls underneath the bag? The bag rips and everything falls apart. Can you still praise him? You see, my friends, valley experiences are inevitable. They are. They will come. Did you know that trouble will find you? Valley experiences will find you. You don't have to look far. They just show up at your door. Oh, that's right. They do. But you know what? As a believer, as a child again, born again, child of God, we, hallelujah, God has given us wisdom, insight to his word. That's why you need to be in his word. Because Jesus is our healer. Can I get amen? Bible says that all things are possible to them that what? Love God, that believe. And so in the valley experience, we experience pain, suffering, loneliness, anxiety, stress, anger, being forsaken, grief, mourning, heartache, being just slandered. You ever had someone slander you? Being falsely accused, filled with distress, and the list can go on. Wow. Been there, done that. Some of us has been there, right? Oh, that's right. But see, we're going to see in the Word of God how God can deliver you from that. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. We can be delivered from that. Look what King David wrote in Psalms right up here. In Psalms 34:17, it says, the righteous cry out. Say that with me. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. He hears. Do you know that he hears your voice when you cry in the wee hours of the morning? He hears you. And look, and he delivers them out of their trouble. Praise God. King David knew that. And Jesus came from that lineage. That's why when Jesus comes back, he's going to sit on what? The throne of David. Can I get amen? Amen? Praise God. Look at this. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. A contrite spirit is, oh God, I can't do it without you anymore. I need you. Broken is you cannot continue in life. I need you now. Contrite is, I'm giving it all to you now. I surrender. I give you all the junk that's in the trunk. And many of us have junk in the trunk. Can I get amen? Oh, that's right. Saints, all we need is a word of encouragement when things fall apart. But look what else he said in Psalms right up here. Look at this. In Psalm 73, whom have I in heaven but you, and there is none upon the earth that I desire besides you. This is King David talking to God. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You got to get it into your spirit. Now, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how heavy the burden is, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. God will be the lifter of your head. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't have to turn on the TV and get advice from Dr. Phil, Oprah. They'll lead you down a whole rabbit trail. All we need is Jesus. Hallelujah. Say Jesus. That's right. We need Him. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so, saints, all we need is that encouraging word when we are in the valley of life. And so, remember, they just showed it not long ago. Let my people go. Once a year, they show the Ten Commandments. How many watch the Ten Commandments? I watch it every year. You know, if you truly sit down and watch that whole movie, you'll understand why Jesus went to the cross. It's a foreshadow. It's a foreshadow of the blood. When they put the blood on the lintel on the doorpost, that was a sign of the cross. Hallelujah. And because we are born again, washed in the blood, now the death angel will pass over us. Woo, thank you, God. But look at this. Moses had delivered the children of Israel. And then he told Joshua, because he wasn't allowed to go in the promised land. Moses wasn't. And Joshua said it best. Look at this in Deuteronomy right up here. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. We hear that in Hebrews, don't we? The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. They quoted the Old Testament scripture. One of the toughest places to be, saints, is when you are sometimes falsely accused and persecuted for righteousness' sake. Oh, that's right. Look what King David wrote up here in Psalm 34. Many are the afflictions of the, look at that, are the righteous. But here's the good news. But the Lord delivers them out of them all. Can I get amen?
Amen.
He said all, not some.
That's right.
I'm reading it all. That includes you and I, no matter what we're going through.
Right.
Can I get amen?
Amen?
I don't care how tough it is right now. He's going to deliver you.
There's
an old saying, you know, he may not be there when you call upon him, but he's always right on time. He's a right on time God. Oh, yes, he is. Look at this. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. And those who hate the righteous shall be what? Condemned. Listen, if someone slanders you, don't say nothing. Pray for them. Bless them. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't repay evil for evil. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God will take care of them.
Yes.
Just give it to God. And pray for them. Pray that they might get saved. Hallelujah. And someone comes up to you and starts backbiting someone. Here's what you do. You say, hey, wait a minute. Let's just pray for them.
That's right.
Squash it. You know, it's easy to get divided in someone else's heart and try to divide your heart. Just say, you know what? Let's pray for them. And guess what? They'll never come back to you again and try to slander someone. Because you showed them the correct way of how to handle that. Amen? And it's not even a rebuke. They say, whoa, wait a minute. Let's pray for them. Let's lift them up. That God will do something mighty in their life. Can I get amen? Look at this. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. And none of those who trust in him shall what? Be condemned. Praise God. The Bible says there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Aren't you so blessed that God doesn't condemn us? That when we got saved, even our heart cannot condemn us. Why? Because we're filled now with the Holy Spirit of promise. Thank you, God. Look at this right up here. God controls the depth and the length of a valley experience. He's in control. He saw this coming. Listen, if he's the Alpha and the Omega, if he's the beginning and the end, if he's seen our life before we even existed, don't you know he saw the valley you were going into? And yet he was there to help us. Amen? I've learned that it is that deeper the valley, the deeper the valley, the greater the work the Father's able to do through it. My brother knows the valleys I've been through. I've called him and we would pray until the morning. When you were in Tennessee, brother, this church was birthed through prayer. Hallelujah. The glory of God lit up the room in my living room. And over there where you were in Tennessee, the glory of God lit up over there. And then out came the name, Amazing Grace, Christian Fellowship, and the church was born. Amen. But you know what? We had a travail in prayer. We travailed. We sought God. Listen, sometimes you have to seek God. And sometimes you have to travail in prayer. Can I get amen? And don't let go. Just because he hadn't answered yet, don't let go. Latch on to his pant leg like a pit bull. And don't let go. The woman that had the issue of blood, she had to press through. There was crowds after crowds, and she pressed through just to touch the hem of his garment. And what? Virtue left him. What did he say? Somebody touched me. Power has left me. Wow. Hallelujah. And that's the things that we have to do. Can I get amen? Look what Paul wrote. Paul wrote this to the Corinthian church right here. Look at this. But all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God in much patience and tribulation, in needs and distresses, in stripes and imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Listen, Paul was saying that we are fully equipped when we have Jesus. Listen, when you get saved, God gives you your armor. Did you know that? You don't see it physically, but he's given you the helmet of salvation. He's given you the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He's given you the breastplate of righteousness, so that everything you read, you're lining up. This is right, God. You're a right God. He's given you the shield of faith, that when the enemy comes, it'll be like Teflon. You ever cooked an egg with Teflon? It slides right off. Well, you got to allow the enemy, when he comes and he shoots those darts at you, it'll slip off like Teflon. Can I get amen? And then he gives us what? The belt of truth. Girded up in truth. Because he says, thy word is true. The word of God is true. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. God is true and he's high and lifted up. He needs to be exalted in our life. Can I get amen? And when he's exalted in our life, goodness and mercy shall follow us. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout of praise. And then he goes on to say in verse 8, look at this. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers yet true. Look at this. As unknown and yet well known. As dying and behold, we live. As chastened and yet not killed. As sorrowful yet rejoicing. As poor yet making many rich. As having nothing, yet possessing all things. You know, I look at this as poor and yet making many rich. You know what that means? When you lead someone to Christ, Now they become a joint heir with Christ. And they have everything heaven has. Hallelujah. I don't care what Bill Gates has. I don't care what the richest man in the world has. When you become a joint heir with Christ, hallelujah, you have everything that you need on this earth and into heaven. Can I get amen? Man, I'm telling you, when you go feed the homeless, when you share the gospel like we did, what, last week? Right, Sister Carla? Oh, come on. God showed up. God showed up. We just didn't come and give them a sandwich. We came to minister to them. And they came and fell on their face and received God. And I believe God's restoring them right now. God has made them rich. Can I get amen? Rich in the spirit. Rich in the things of God. With a dime in their pocket, but they're still wealthy. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. I'd rather have those riches. Can I get amen? Because they go into eternity. Thank you, God. You know, we look at wealth down there. It comes and goes. Yeah, I got $20 a day. Tomorrow I've got one. Can't even have lunch no more. Everything costs $22. A burrito, $20. Wow. But God is good. God is good. And when you run out of funds, guess what? Someone's going to knock on your door and put a bag of groceries on your door. Can I get amen? Oh, I've seen that. God is good. Because he loves his children. He loves his people. Can I get amen? Look what King David wrote up here. He wrote this in Psalms 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not what? Be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Can I get amen? God is upholding us right now. Even in this time of inflation or whatever you want to call it, Bidenomics, whatever it is. Hallelujah. God is still going to see us through. God is greater than the economy. Can I get amen? Jesus was not going to let us starve. Bible says, I've never seen the righteous begging bread. Can I get amen? Amen. Come on, none of us have begged bread. Like, you know I haven't been begging bread. She knows what I meant. I know I haven't been begging bread. Oh, Jesus, help us. But look, sometimes people respond negatively in a valley. Saints, if we will handle adversity poorly, that means this. Look at this. We do not have a solid belief system. What does that mean? You're trusting in the economy. You're trusting in politicians. You're trusting people on your job. And we're not trusting Jesus. We're not trusting him. We'd rather look at our circumstance and say, oh man, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'll tell you what you do. Is you walk in faith. And believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That he'll be able, what? To supply all of our needs according to what? His riches and glory. And if you and I don't understand God's character, we will panic in the face of difficulty. And I've seen people panic. Look what Paul wrote to the Ephesian church right up here. Look at this. That Christ, here's the key, that Christ may what? Dwell in your hearts through faith. Look at this. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is that? The width, the length, and depth, and height. To know what? The love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. When you're filled with the fullness of God, guess what has been removed? Anxiety, fear. Oh, that's right, stress. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus. You're walking around saying, Devil, you got to go.
That's right.
No, I'm not going to allow that to come into my mind, because Paul wrote to Timothy, he says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. That's right, a sound mind. Praise God. And so sometimes, saints of God, we don't understand the ways of the Lord, but I'm here to help us understand that God's able. How many can honestly say, and I'm not going to put you on blast, but just raise your hand, I'm going through something right now. Okay. We all are. Some of us are. And some of you that raised your hands, I know, because you shared those things. But I'm here to let you know, God's our deliverer. God's our healer. Can I get amen? God will touch you when you least expect it. And you go in and have the doctors examine you again and find nothing. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, God. Woo. How about the gentleman? Sister, you testified back there. The guy that was in a coma. And they wanted to pull the plug on him. What was his name?
Carlos.
Got in a severe motorcycle accident. And many of the saints went to go pray for him. And the doctors came to the family and said, there's no brain waves. Should I go ahead and unplug him? And one of the sisters told the wife or one of the family, give us a moment. Give us a little more time. And within an hour or so, you know, after the flat line, beep, beep, bing, 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 bing. Hallelujah. And then the brother got up. Hallelujah. Then the brother got up. And he's riding his motorcycle again. Pray for him. But how many love those kind of testimonies? Huh? That God's able to do the miraculous. And that's what I want Amazing Grace to be known by. We're not fluff and puff here. We want to get close to Jesus. We want to be at the foot of the Lord. We want to be at His mercy. Hallelujah. We want Him to sustain us and to help us so that we would glorify Him and magnify Him and praise Him and let people know that God is able to do the miraculous in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes.
People were passing out tracts here the other day, finding people that they knew from the past. Praise God. It's not a coincidence. This is a God thing. Can I get amen?
Amen.
It was an appointed time.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Nothing takes God by surprise. I hope you know that.
Amen.
Did you know that there's nothing that brings surprise to God? Oh, God's up there. Oh, I didn't know that. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know, King David said, show me your ways. How many truly need God to show you the way? Then go to the scripture and let it get deep in your soul. Apply the word to you. God's word is alive, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. Oh, that's right. King David understood it right up here. Look at this. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, for nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. You know what I love about God? When you came to Him and you surrendered and you repented of your sins and you cried out and say, oh God, forgive me. He washed you in His blood. And once He washed you in His blood, then He filled you with His Spirit. And then the Bible says he remembers our sins no more. What? He says, I cast them as far as the east is from the west. Listen, old Slewfoot will tell you all day long. Well, I know you. I know you what you used to do. Well, what do you mean, this Jesus thing? You know, the devil's a liar. We are new creations in Christ. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Can I get amen? We are new in Christ. We are heaven bound now. And God has blessed our homes. God has blessed our children. God has blessed our grandchildren. Hallelujah. Man, our children and grandchildren are doing things that are blowing us away right now. Giving them minds to do. Your daughter, she's head of an emergency ward. She's a doctor. Hallelujah. Sister Octavia. My goodness. And then some of our grandchildren are on worship teams and singing unto the Lord. My goodness. Is that God? You see, when you raise up your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, then that's when God is going to do the miraculous. Can I get amen? Amen? This is our opportunity. This is the generation that God came and destroyed the curse. He destroyed the curse that we would take the gospel now, take it to our parents, take it back to our grandparents, let them know, hallelujah, it's not your fault that you didn't teach me the word of God, but let me teach you now the word of God. My father got saved at the age of 80, and God allowed him to live another 16 years. And when God saved him, we baptized him in my jacuzzi. I remember we would have home fellowships. He sat in the front row, and he wouldn't budge. He was just so happy. Then that smile was planted on his face. Before, he was a frowner. Placido. Mm-mm. You got your religion, I got mine. And when he got saved, he was in that front row. And then when I got ordained, oh my gosh, he was right there with you and Yolanda. And 20 men laid their hands on me. He came and laid hands on me. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God can do the miraculous in the midst. He'll take us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. But see, saints, we don't know His promises. If you don't know His promises, this is where we sometimes get stuck. But God is saying, I'm showing you this morning to remind you that God can get us out of any predicament. Can I get amen? Amen. Nothing's too hard for God. Nothing is. I don't care what it is. He'll get you out. He got us out. Come on, you're here because of His grace. You're here because of mercy. You're here because He loves you. And let me just say this. He loves you more than you think. That's right. We are roller coasters in our emotions. I'll love you this morning and hate you tonight. But God doesn't change. He's steadfast. He loves us eternally. And how many can't wait to see Him face to face? Oh, come on. We'll be in the brand new body. King David wrote this. Look at this. This is crazy. He wrote this. Blessed are the, what? Undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord, meaning walking according to the word of God. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies. Woo. You know that? We, you, many of us, most of us, most of the Christian world needs to testify what God has done. Can I get amen? Amen. Sister, what's that scripture on the back of that shirt that you guys created? And what does it say? Yes. Yes, amen. We have overcome the world by the world by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb.
That's right. That's right.
We need to testify. Testimonies. Who seek Him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. All that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. Praise God. How many are so blessed to know that God is for us, not against us? Amen. Oh, Jesus. You know what blessed my heart? We got here, I got here about 11:20, and the first service was here. And I saw a whole bunch of people in here that love God. And they had their worship team going, and they were worshiping God. And I said, God, you are so good. God is everywhere. God is doing mighty things, great and mighty things. And I was thinking, God, I was under my breath out there. I go, God bless them. Look at them. If there's anyone in there that needs you, Lord, do it. You got them in there. Lord, bless them. Help them. And they were real friendly when they came out. Hi, praise God. Well, hallelujah. How you doing? And that's how it should be. Amen? Amen. Or do you walk by someone like that? No. No, we have to be kind. Can I get an amen? And so, saints, there's actually a correct way, as we close, there's a correct way to respond to life's valleys. There is. Look at this right here. It's this. Surrender to God. Give it to him. Don't carry it. Many of us carry it. And you know what we're good for, too? We carry other people's burdens. No. You carry one or two or three, you're going to be ending up in the hospital with a breakdown. No, give it to God. Help them to take it to God. When you go minister to someone, download some healing scriptures and print it out, and now give them, that's their medicine. Amen. Meditate on these. That God's able to heal us. So we need to surrender to God, amen? Amen? Because look, when we surrender to God, look what Paul wrote to the Roman church up here. Look at this. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the what? The sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by we cry out, Abba, Father. Say that with me, Abba, Father. So now that we can cry out, Abba, Father, God will nurture us like a real father. Can I get amen? Amen. Why? Because the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Saints, we need to do this right up. Believe that the Lord will use this experience for the good. Did you know that all things work together for good? That's what I love about Paul. You know, Paul, he would always ask these rhetorical questions, and then he would answer them. Well, that's right. But I love what he wrote in Romans 8:28 right up here. Look at that. And we know, say that with me, and we know that all things work together, what? For good. To those who what?
Love God.
Say that again. What? Love God. To those that are called according to his purpose. Let me just say this. Let me just say this for right now. Turn to your neighbor and say, you've been called. And tell them one last thing.
You have purpose.
Listen, you have purpose with God. I hope you know that. Can I get an amen? That's right. See, we need to rest in his wisdom, love, and power. Rest in it. Know that he has all wisdom. That he loves us unconditionally. Listen, we cannot outlove God. I hope you know that. He's agape love. Endless love. Our love is conditional. Our love sometimes, I'll love you if you love me. Oh, come on. Turn a back cheek and say something wrong. Oh. Can you still love that person? Well, guess what? He still loved us. He still loved us before we came to him. He knew what he was getting. He went through the highways and the byways, and I heard it best said, what good thing can come out of National City? Most of us! And guess what? He has transformed us to be the child of God that he intended. Can I get an amen? He purposed that in his heart. That we would be seated in heavenly places. And we're seated in heavenly places. Can I get an amen? We're here because he drew us here. Praise God. So, these closing scriptures are these. Finally, in Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, what? Be strong in the Lord and the what? Power of his might. Because God is all powerful. He's all power. He's omniscient. Omnipotent. Hallelujah. There's omniscient, omnipotent, and one more. Who can help me with that one? He's all knowing. Hallelujah. How many believe we serve a mighty God?
Amen.
Then give him a shout of praise. Come on. Give him a shout of praise. Come on, tell him you love him right now. Tell Jesus you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have more, but I'm going to quit right now because I feel God saying we need to pray for some folks in here. Listen, we're not just going to have a service and say goodbye. We want to minister to those who need healing, who need a touch. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask everyone to rise up right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, everyone rise up right now. And as the music's playing, I'm going to ask Evangelist Felipe Reyes to come up. Where's Sister Tammy? Come on up. I want some ministers up here. Some of those to pray. Pastor Art, please come on up.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know that there's nothing too hard for God. And listen, even if your issue is insignificant to you, it's still an issue.
Hallelujah.
And God wants to resolve it. Can I get an amen? Some of you have gotten reports from doctors and said, I have this and that. Will you tell the doctor, thank you for the report, but I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Because the report of the Lord says, I'm healed. The report of the Lord says, by his stripes, I am healed. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Come on. Those of you right now that need prayer, come on down. Listen, we got room now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on, if you need prayer, come on down. Hallelujah. Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart.
and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of His Word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.